I am pleased to be joined by Valerie Bolesko, who is with the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. Valerie, thank you for joining me today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
No problem. Today, we're going to be talking about the Eagle Zinc Superfund site and something special that's going to be coming up, or it's coming up in April as part of a big thing, but there are some special events coming up sooner than that if you want to be a part of this special event. But first, before we get into that specifically, about the site, in case you're unfamiliar, it was used for smelting and for manufacturing of sulfuric acid, zinc oxide, and leaded zinc oxide, but it has not been used for, I think, since 2003, and it's a mess right now.
Well, it's not so bad. It's not as bad as it was. Let's put it that way. We are now in phase two of the cleanup. Phase one consisted of taking down 22 buildings that were on the site. It is a 130-acre site, and like you said, it did produce zinc, which was used for anything from paint to baby ointment to sunscreen, but it does have to be cleaned up because there was lead and cadmium at the site. So that's what we're working to do.
And this has been a long process to get this cleaned up, I understand.
It has been.
Now, something the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has done is they are offering job training for environmental cleanup work and using this site. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, the EPA has been instrumental in helping us clean up the site. They're, of course, the ones in charge of everything. And when working with our community during phase one, they recognized that we have a higher unemployment rate than many of the places that they work in. And so they wanted to offer us an opportunity that they offer to other communities who also have higher unemployment rates. And so they started talking and they're offering some job training, and it's all free to those who are interested.
Now, what kind of things will participants be trained in?
For those who want to go through the training, they're going to get three different certifications. The first certification is a 40-hour HazWoper certification, and HazWoper stands for Hazardous Waste Operations and Emergency Response. The second is a CPR and first aid certification, and the last is a 40-hour asbestos contractor and supervisor course. So all needed in areas all over the United States.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, there is no cost for this program.
Absolutely none.
Now, what are some of the requirements to joining this program?
Well, you have to be 18 years or older. You do have to be unemployed or highly underemployed. This is a nearly a 3-week course, and you do have to be there the whole time. It is unpaid training, but the benefit is that it's free training to you. This training can be very expensive, and it's never offered for free.
Sure.
so that's a good thing. You do have to be able to lift up to 50 pounds, and you have to be willing to work outdoors in all weather conditions, which a lot of people enjoy that. So that might be more of a bonus. You should be able to pass a drug test and a background check, and you should be able to pass the OSHA physical exam.
Are there any, gosh, I don't want to use the word dangers, but is there anything maybe like safety concerns with this kind of training?
No, they're really training you how to be safe.
Okay.
So Everything is done in test phases to make sure that you can pass and learn how to be safe before you're on an actual site.
In order to participate in this training program, you have to attend one of the information meetings that you've come up.
Yes, that's coming up. There are going to be 8 informational meetings. There are 2 meetings held each day. Those days are Thursday, March 30th, Friday, March 31st, Monday, April 3rd, and Tuesday, April 4th. And this is just an informational meeting. So you're going to learn about the courses that are offered, and you're going to see if this is the right fit for you. Don't be alarmed if you see a lot of people there. A lot of people just want to check it out. Some will go through and continue with the program, and some will find that it's not for them. But we encourage that if you have any interest at all, that you attend one of those sessions.
Sure. Did we mention the times of each of those? I know they're each day, but that's okay. Go ahead and
tell me the times.
That's okay.
the sessions will be held at 9 a.m. or noon, 12 p.m.
And again, those are mandatory. If you want to participate in the program, you must attend one of these meetings. I guess you could attend all of them if you really wanted to, but that's probably unnecessary.
Very, very unnecessary. Yes, just one.
And there is pre-registration required for these informational meetings as well.
Yes, there is. And that can be done by simply calling 217-718-3552. Again, that is 217-718-3552.
You may have mentioned where it is, but I don't remember. Can you go ahead and tell us one more time where the informational meetings will be held?
Everything is going to be held, training and informational meetings, at the Chalcombe House in Hillsboro. And we would like to thank the City of Hillsboro for providing that space for us, and they're offering it at no cost so that we can offer this training to community members. So thank you.
Was this something that was decided on, I think it was March 16th was whenever the meeting was held about the Eagles Inc.? Was this decided beforehand, or was this something that came out of that meeting?
It's been something that's been in the works for about 4 weeks now. We were trying to find a community group that would be able to take on everything, but we just found it was going to be too challenging. Sure. So Mayor Sullivan was instrumental in making sure that it happened anyway, and he's really helped us secure a location and just everything that we're going to need for the site. And then the EPA, through the Superfund job training initiative, they are hiring someone to kind of coordinate everything.
For those who will be participating or might want to participate in this, after the training is complete, what might be next, the next step for the participants?
Well, there's several steps. One of the most exciting things is that there will be jobs available at the Hillsboro site. So you can certainly apply for that and are encouraged to apply for that. There is another site nearby that's in operations right now, and we've been told they are very interested in hiring more people on, and that's in Springfield at the Pillsbury plant. But there are quite a few other projects that are going on or will be going on soon, and the EPA will have information about those sites and their hiring.
Valerie Bolesko with the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation talking about the Eagles Inc. Superfund site and the Superfund job training initiative that they have coming up. Valerie, was there anything else regarding this that you wanted to mention?
This program is more than just three certifications. Mm-hmm. You are actually going to get help with building and putting together a resume, practicing for interviews, and you're going to get support and help in filling out applications for those hiring and that require these kind of certifications. So it's something that can only help you. It's great to have on your resume, and it just shows that you have continued your education, which is always a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you for coming in and talking a little bit about it. And if there was nothing else that you wanted to mention, I think we'll leave it at that.